Help for a former brother-in-law. Dear brother and sister, Stephen Belden. Stephen Belden married Sarah Harmon, Ellen White's sister. Frank E. Belden, the well-known hymn writer, was their son. Sarah died in 1868. Stephen was living with his third wife on Norfolk Island, northeast of Australia, when these letters were written. Be assured that I do not forget you. I pray for you, that the Lord will open up ways whereby you will be enabled to do good on Norfolk Island. I shall try to send you some money now and then. All that I have sent you since coming to this country has been hired on interest, but while I live, I will care for you. May the Lord give you peace and comfort. He is our only hope and our only helper. I shall be glad to hear from you as often as you can write, and I will write to you as often as I can. When it is not possible for me to write, I will communicate to you through others. In this mail I will send you copies of letters I have written to the brethren in Australia. I gave Stephen Belden several $100s. I could not let him and his wife suffer for food and clothing. I paid their expenses to and from Norfolk Island, to Lucinda Hall. I am sending you with this copies of letters in which you may be interested. I wish I could talk with you both. I wish to ask you, do you receive the $2 a week that I arranged to have sent you by the Australian Union Conference? Please tell me in regard to this. Brother Heinsohn says that generally the money has been placed to your credit on the office books, and that you have sent to the office orders for goods, which have been filled. Would you prefer to have the money sent you? If so, please let this be known, and it will be done. I made the arrangement before leaving Australia that you were to receive a certain sum each week. The brethren gave me their word that they would do as I had requested. Please let me know your circumstances, and if the arrangement that I made has not been carried out, I will write again about it. I do not want you to suffer for want of food and clothing. It is not right that Frank does not write to you often. I am very sorry that he does not do this, and that he does not give you any financial help. Be assured that you shall not want while I live, if you will keep me acquainted with your circumstances. If your children neglect their duty, I will try to supply the lack, though I am paying interest on $20,000. Please write to me every mail. In the last mail I sent a response to your question regarding your coming to America. I dare not take the responsibility of deciding this matter. You can do as you think best, and as your friends shall decide. I dare not at my age take any more responsibility. I have very heavy burdens to bear in connection with the cause of God. Morning after morning I rise at 1 and 2 o'clock, to write out important matters. In every mail that goes to Australia I send a letter to Stephen Belden, with copies of letters that I have written to others. If I happen to miss a mail, he feels this deeply. Just now I am sending him all that I can, for I fear that each mail that goes will be the last in which I can send him anything. Poor man, he is dying of cancer, and I am so far away that I cannot be near to help him. But I can write to him, and I can pray for him.